Right now, through New Year's Eve, we have everything in store and online 25% off. We're also offering 40% off all holiday lingerie.
More romance,
much more,
more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Hello and welcome to the last episode of 2020. It's been a great year and thank you for listening.
More romance, more intimacy,
Welcome, lovers, back to the Lover's Lane podcast. My name is Haley. I am a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of the Lover's Lane podcast, which is all about love, romance, and connecting and bonding with your partner. Today's episode, we are going to talk with Jay from the brand Liberator. And if you haven't heard of Liberator, I definitely suggest looking it up right now on either their or our site. They make really amazing products, all different types of wedges and position furniture, as well as some fun like restraints, blindfolds, just something different. If you're not big into toys or massage, but you still want to give something nice for your partner, or you just want something different, this will definitely help with positioning. He helps us kind of go over all about sex furniture and what it is and how it is actually for everyone. You don't need like a big dungeon to dedicate your sexual side in order to use a lot of these really awesome products. And before I release you to this interview so you all can hear it, I actually wanted to share with you 5 of my personal relationship resolutions and kind of invite you to do the same with me. New Year's is probably my favorite holiday. I enjoy growing as a person and adapting to changes that I see kind of that I want in my life. So this year, I hope to grow the podcast because I'm having so much fun sharing all of this information with you all that I've acquired at Lover's Lane and I really enjoy doing. And the podcast is a whole new platform to kind of be excited about sexual health and wellness all over again with the people that maybe just aren't so educated and are looking for help for their relationships. So I came up with a little list here of, you know, different resolutions that I want to see in my relationship because it was hard, like staying in the house for a big chunk of 2020. I kind of felt, I mean, not like bored with my partner, but in a sense, like we were each other's company for like this entire year and we really didn't get to see much of anybody else. So I think my number one should probably be on everybody's list because, I mean, it's just a staple, and that's communication, and it's not just in the bedroom. I actually think we probably do the best job of communication in the bedroom, but just like our daily interaction, I don't want to be upset that something isn't done around the house. Like maybe it was my fault for not communicating that, or, you know, vice versa. If he feels the same and he brings something up to me, I want to be able to just talk through it and not get upset. Like we should have that communication on a daily, regularly. But, you know, I'm a water sign, so I am a little bit more emotional. So that is a goal for me for next year. And this one kind of comes right back to being stuck in the house for so long. I think it's really important to plan dates, even if you're at home, you know, put the laundry down and make sure that you go take a shower and get yourself ready and eat a nice dinner. Maybe you'll light a candle like at a dinner table. It makes a huge difference and you actually feel like you're connecting with your person. And a big thing for me is to keep our phones in a separate room. Even if our date has to be at home, we don't have to bring that to our date. My next resolution here, I was actually just talking to my partner about this the other day, is to kind of head into any kind of fights that we would have in a different mindset. I think when couples kind of quarrel and get into fights about really anything, they just want to say, me, this is my side, this is that. But I want to go into that fight knowing that I'm not trying to bicker and he's not trying to bicker. And our goal should be to just work through our problems. And if I think that before I start arguing, then maybe it will help me kind of like diffuse my emotions. All right, the next one here is to have a set sex schedule. We have three kids and I'm a step parent, so we don't have them sometimes and we do have them sometimes. And it fluctuates between what they need and what I need and work. So sometimes it's just not gonna happen. But having a scheduled day or even a little bit of a time chunk set aside for just me and my partner, I hope will make a really big difference. And my fifth and final relationship resolution is to be more empathetic. Empathy is something like that you need for intimacy, because if you feel what they feel, it's going to be really hard to ignore their feelings and their needs and wants and desires. So if you think these are good, or if you have any different resolutions to share, or if you liked one of mine and you're gonna steal it, I wanna know. So reach out to me. We're on our socials at @LLPodcast_. We are also on Facebook with The Lover's Lane Podcast, or you can reach out to me directly. My email is Haley, it's Haley @loverslane.com. All right, I'm going to turn the page to Jay of Liberator, and you can listen to our little discussion. And I hope to see you in the store. The Liberator products, we have a whole new display and line of stuff from Liberator, and we actually got it after this episode was recorded. So we do talk about quite a few pieces, but we actually have way more now. So come in and see me, or if you are in any other store, talk to a romance specialist and they'll help you assemble something really fun to play with for 2021.
It's a concept still that people really need to be educated about. And, you know, the first time I probably heard the term, the first thing that rings my bell, if you are associated with knowing what some products are out there in the industry, you may think about a swing or something that maybe is based off a suspension system. A little bit of what's different about Liberator is more about positioning. It's about the propping. It's about lifting, but it's also about relaxing the body. So originally, when the concept was being created, our founder and CEO, he had read articles. It was around that, you know, I think it was in Cosmo somewhere, where, you know, you can take bedroom pillows, put them underneath you, give yourself a little bit more lift and get in more positions. Now, when he tried that, he was, you know, a bit disappointed on how that went down. You don't have the right compression. And, he was in a space in retirement where he, you know, wanted to take on a new project. And, he enlisted the help of some physicians, some OBGYNs. And, you know, he looked at the contour, the body's shape, and he wanted to do something that was going to be suitable for everyday life and couples. So a lot of it, which was our first products, like the wedge and the ramp and the wedge ramp combo, was a system that was really based on trying to be for everyone. It is one where in missionary position, it's going to be angled at 27 degrees. So you're going to be targeting G-spot. We now know that there is a lot more that we can do in this world. But one of the things I like to focus on about what sex furniture really truly does for someone is it's going to lift up your body. You're going to be able to be a little bit more relaxed so you can sprawl out on the cushion. You're going to feel safe and secure, and you know, you're going to feel that compression, and you're going to then relax your body. The more relaxed you are, the chances of increased orgasm and closer to get to orgasm with your partner increases significantly. What we've also seen is, you know, endurance and stamina is also helped by this as well. So just like if you're on a bed top and you're trying to hold a position with your partner and you're communicating and you're letting know like, oh, that feels good, or this feels good, or whatnot. Someone wants to try to hold a position. They may not be able to hold it for too long, maybe because the arms get tired, the legs get tired, you get the shaky leg syndrome, is what I like to call it, where then you can't hold it. You can't get to the climax because the position isn't comfortable enough. And we already know with the different compression of mattresses, you have soft mattresses, hard mattresses, your knees may sink too deep into it. This is an even level playing field. This will give you a lot more support. So when it comes to sex furniture, you're talking about the lift, you're talking about relaxation and endurance, but it's also fun. We've managed to make it, we use what we call Black Label, which uses the wrist cuffs, the handcuffs and blindfold incorporated into the product. So you do also get some role playing out of it as well.
Yeah. And we sell not only just a lot of the sex furniture, but also the seduction kit
for just wrists and ankles. We have the bed buckler, which has the under the bed restraints as well, just for people that aren't familiar with the brand or maybe even haven't shopped at Lover's Lane before. Just so you know, Liberator, of course, makes great sex furniture. How long of a time do you think that people are going to be elevated in those positions that you are like supported by this, the Liberator furniture? Is it for as long as your session of playtime, or is there like a targeted amount of time that you get that really good hold?
Well, what I like about it, it is very versatile. You can start in one position and change it to multiple positions. So it is what, you know, and I refer back to the evolution of sexual positioning. You know, you're looking at the only as far as what a mattress did. So you're dealing with a two-dimension sex plane that's flat. When you're going to add a depth and height and create more of like a playground, if you will, a sexual playground on that surface, you're going to get a lot more output out of it, but also creativity, you know, and if you're not a highly creative person, you know, we do have gesture drawings and character drawings supported for a position guide to show you that this can be done. But really, if you really want to sink your teeth into it, I mean, there's a whole world out there of things you can try, one in combination of multiple pieces. And it's almost like a building block system that you can do. So, you know, some of our taglines we say and use is break free from ordinary, you know, flats, you say goodbye to flat sex. And these are concepts because, you know, why is sex only constrained to a bedtop surface? You know, and we talk about how, you know, can you have sex furniture outside of the bed? And yes, you can. We have loungers, we have module furniture, we have pieces that will look like an ottoman that will flip out into being a ramp. That's our flip ramp. And we have that can allow you to have spontaneous sex on a couch, and you can quickly grab a small pillow, whatnot, to have give you the boost you need as well. So it's about taking that concept of sex and not limiting it to just a flat surface, the bed top. And we've recently just came out with another accessory product, lifestyle product, which is these wonderful soft sheets. We call it liquid velvet sheets. And these sleek sheets, it's one where, you know, you would totally remove all the sheets off your bed, and you're creating a different environment where you realize this is not for sleepy time. This is for playtime, and you can have the cushions on your bed. And I think right now it will probably speak even to a larger audience with everyone staying at home, more quarantine, more staying in confined spaces. Like, how do you recreate that? Oh, if you're going to have daytime sex, are we going to the bed or are we going to the playroom? You know, and that's about transforming that. Liberator is a big helping hand on how to make that happen.
Yes, I have the large combo pack, and I have three kids in my house too. So the box is great because when it's contained in there, it is smaller. So it's not like you have to take this huge box into your car if you buy it at our stores or even like shipped to your house or anything like that. But when it's open, it's open. So having an option like a flip ramp for someone's house or anything like that, where it can contain into the ottoman, I love that too. A lot of the smaller wedges that you have, people tuck those behind their pillows, like, and just keep it in their bed all the time. You know, I love the heart one too. The heart shape, the groove is great for oral as well. So those are definitely some of our best sellers, but get a little creative with it. I always tell people I have a dachshund and he can't jump on the bed. So we leave that ramp out. And you know, if the kids go into our room, that's just the ramp that the dog uses to get into the bed, because he doesn't use stairs. He's got a long back. So it works awesome. But the cool thing, I think, with a lot of the Liberator pieces too, is that people get so disheartened with using pillows because they'll put two pillows underneath them and then like it'll feel good for a second, but then your body's kind of like falling into those pillows versus any like even smaller wedge from Liberator or anything like that. But I see a ton of couples that want to try like a smaller piece like that, and they all come back for a bigger one because they liked just that little extra oomph that it kind of gave when they wanted it. And now they want to see, you know, what is a larger piece going to do? You mentioned a little bit earlier about you know, you have to be a little creative and you have the different guides and everything too. But for anyone listening that's just not sure, it, of course, you look right at the person that is receiving the penetration because you're like, ooh, how comfortable is she or whoever while laying down. But you got to think about it a little different. Whoever is penetrating has a little bit more swing to the hips because you have a little bit more lift off the ground too. So it's really, really awesome. They work great. Let's talk about too the throw, because I think that is a really awesome, awesome piece of not furniture, not toys, really anything. It's just kind of a little extra, but it does something unique. So if you want to tell us about that.
Yeah, one of my favorite talking points and one of my favorite products just in general. And it's a multi-purpose piece. So essentially, when we first started out and we started doing a couple shapes and we were trying to, you know, build a base, a foundation of what is Liberator, what we were representing. And we had a member of our customer service team that approached us. And, you know, she was very vocal about her sexuality and what she was into. And, you know, she had multiple partners, but she, with her, it was interesting because she came and she said, you know, hey, I squirt a lot, female ejaculation. And, you know, in a playful way, she's like, and I always fight with my partners to say who's going to sleep in the wet spot. So we had a little chuckle, laughed it off, but then we were like, well, you know, this is a real situation. You know, how do we not make this an awkward talk and conversation? And also, how do we keep this bed surface, we're not soaking your mattress and whatnot? So we went to the drawing board. We came up with a product that has a waterproof barrier in between the soft fabrics. So you're getting a waterproof barrier, and it's something that's going to protect your sheets or your couch or anywhere you're going to have sex. And that's going to keep it, you know, the underneath dry. So it can, you know, all the water or fluids will beat up on top. But, you know, even if you're using lubricants and you're using some silicones and you're afraid that the silicone is going to stain your sheets, this is also a great protectant. In addition to that, I mean, I'll take mine to the park. I'll put it down on the grass. I can sit on the lawn. Just recently took a fishing trip and, you know, the dew for in the morning was on the grass and I could sit on my stuff down there without it getting dirty. But what we have seen a lot of times is when you do purchase a throw that you realize that you're wanting that throw more and more. So we do have a lot of return purchases for a secondary throw because while one's in the wash, you want to have another one readily available. And I think it's a great piece to have also if you're going to have a little spontaneity and you want to have something in the living room on the couch. Maybe you're doing some Netflix and chill. And, you know, it might be the point where things just take off. And are you going to first try to go grab the towels, which are going to be somewhat absorbent, but it may not take care of the situation? Or, you know, a nice little throw blanket that's ready to go, that's already going to be sensual, soft, and it's going to be completely waterproof. So that is, those are the main points. I think what makes the throw fantastic. It's one of those got to have products. But you know, even if you're changing diapers on a bed top surface, there's a lot of applications you can use with this to just for your everyday life, but it's nice to have it there as being a sex blanket.
Yes. And it's looks like a very ordinary blanket. So that is another piece that you have made that I can keep out in my living room and no one knows exactly all of the good things that it does. But yeah, everyone needs that. Even if you are the most vanilla of couples, which is awesome. It keeps your booty dry for 4th of July, you know, like everyone needs it completely. But
save some money on the laundry too. You're not washing your sheets as often. I mean, you don't have to, you know, bodily fluids, this and that. You know, if that disturbs you about going to sleep in it, you have a throw, you can just throw in the hamper, throw in the wash, and you're not washing all your sheets.
Yes. Well, Lover's Lane just received some new products from you guys. I don't think they're new for you, but they're new for our stores, right? And it's really exciting. Let's talk about the toy mounts. I have a lot of people that will use toys, and I mean, I guess that myself included for this. I find it really distracting sometimes when I'm having, you know, sex with my partner and there's a vibrator in my hands. Like, I just feel like I just can't hold it right. Or like it is just something like, not even if our position is fine, it's just like almost the thing that I'm holding is more of a distraction. So let's go over a couple of those toy mounts because they're really cool. So I want to know about them.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're touching upon on it, I was always one where I was really not good at patting my head and rubbing my stomach at the same time. You know, when they try to get you to do that trick. Yeah. So the toy mount and having trying to free up your hand, because intimacy is shared and different between different partnerships and couples and how you want to approach that, whether you want to have a hand to caress, feel, touch, I mean, to create that environment. If you're holding a vibrating toy, a piece like that, sometimes they can be a little clunky. You know, I think it's great to try to bring toys in. I think it's a lot of ways to spice things up. You know, you can do some double penetration, this and that with some toys. So what's nice about the toy mounts, and, you know, let's go ahead and talk about one of the top sellers is the Bon-Bon. The Bon-Bon will house a vibrator or toy with, you know, a base, a circumference anywhere from about 1.5 inches to 3 inches, where it'll be pretty snug in a pillow. It's going to look like a grassroots type of Sibian type of product. It's going to be saddle based. And if it does have a flange or any kind of, you know, flat base, suction cup or whatever, like a dong, it has grooves as well to kind of fit that product in there too. But that allows you to have comfort if you are straddling and riding a toy. Your hands are free. You're welcome to read a book. You're welcome to be engaging in oral sex with your other partner there, or you can be getting double penetration. So it allows you to various ways to control how you're working with some of your favorite products already and engage in intimacy with another person. So with the Bon-Bon, that's really helpful. The Tula, which is new for you as well. The Tula is one where it can house two toys. You can have a wand in there. You can have a vibe or a dong. So it's one where you have a lot of versatility, and we have products that hold the wand. And I think the ones that hold the wand are very essential, because the wand is more of a cumbersome product. And you have the Wanda, you have the Axis as well. Those are items that we create that house a wand, where you can also use the part of the pillow to help position. So it's hands-free. You know, whether you're going to have a wand with a cord or without a cord, we have different products that will be suitable for that. And at the toy mounts, we've created another subcategory within the Liberator family that is doing fantastic. I mean, it's growing at a rate. We realize that there's the expansion of how we think about toys in the marketplace has grown significantly over the past 5 years, 10 years. I mean, it's something where you have a lot of new tech. And if we can incorporate these things as well with the basics of positioning, I think it's the more the merrier.
Yeah. And they are multi-use. I mean, they hold toys, but they are still made of the astronaut foam. So if you want to use it for position furniture, then you don't have to put a toy in it exactly. So you could have a little bit of everything. I think that they're great for a lot of the OnlyFans girls too, because you're hands-free, you know, you can do your reporting or whatever you need to do with your partner or anything like that. So it's almost like a create your own like ride-on toy instead of like a sex machine. It's whatever toy is that your favorite, then you can kind of do it yourself, which is really awesome.
You know, it goes hand in hand with a lot of the pillows that do house, like if you're putting a vibrator in there. Our foam is an open cell foam. So it's structured in a place where, because it's open cell, that vibration channels through the pillow really nicely. So you're going to get a nice kind of massaging, humming type of vibration throughout that echoes throughout the foam too. So it is relaxing. You have a vibrating piece of furniture. It will absorb some of that vibration, and it just makes it a great experience.
Yeah, that's really awesome. That's good for partner play and everything too. I love that. Well, let's just talk about a few of the kink products that you have. I know that the spreader bar is probably one of my favorite things from Liberator, because it is it's like a pillow, but it's also what everyone asked me for, especially a couple of years ago when 50 Shades came out. They all wanted a spreader bar, and yours was definitely my favorite of all of them from that. So yeah, tell me about like the cuffs. Of course, are just so plush. They don't cut into your wrists or ankles or anything like that. But a lot of the furniture and everything, they come with the cuffs. The spreader bar, probably my favorite, like I was saying. So let's talk about that one a little bit as well.
Yeah, no, happy to. You know, that was a really exciting product, and it was one where we you know, had some new engineering involved too. So it's composed of a piping structure piece as well with foam and an outer barrier. So it's a thicker kind of spreader bar. You know, that was around the time of 50 Shades of Grey coming out. And what we noticed is like how people talk about kink. It's either you were either immediately drawn to kink and everything was hardcore BDSM and you either are fully in or you're not. Now, what we realized that when 50 Shades came out, there were a lot of newcomers coming along that were interested in this kink factor, but they didn't know how to approach it. And I think with the spreader bar, it was really nice because, you know, what we saw is, you know, we saw some folks that were on the little older side that maybe they were, if they were to go into a store, they weren't going to get a big clunky metal spreader bar, you know, and you have, you know, a woman in her 50s, maybe who's going to knock herself out with a big piece of metal, you know, just trying to be beginner stuff. So we wanted it to be a very welcoming, encompassing, where it's still kink, but fun, fetishy and soft. So we call our cuffs playful restraints. The bar itself is very well structured, but it does give you a little give. You can actually do some positioning as well. You can tuck it between your legs and your thighs, and you can do some positions with it, but it's soft and welcoming. So if you're new to, you know, getting into the kink BDSM, I think it's really inviting. You can always get to the next level if you want something a little more hardcore, but I think we're right at that place where we are welcoming to everybody and we want to be suitable in that way. But the spreader bar, I think, was one where we expanded how we approach certain aspects of kink because we were more middle line. Sex furniture wasn't as much in the fetishy side. We had some clip-in cuffs and buckles, but I think this is where we took a big step into that space and realized that, you know, you can do a softer version of this. It doesn't have to be so hard. And I think that's welcomes people to experiment.
Yeah, I love that. I was a boudoir photographer for a while during I worked at Lover's Lane, but more part-time. And all the sex furniture, including even the spreader bar, is really helpful to get posing correctly because it keeps people upright and everything too. So I don't know if you guys have ever thought about doing anything with any photographers for boudoir or anything, but it worked for me. Awesome. How much weight are we talking for supporting like any piece of Liberator furniture?
Well, it varies. You know, with what I like to probably go to is the wedge and ramp, because, you know, ramp is going to end up because it covers, you know, just more dimensional space. You're dealing with the dimensions of that is going to be 34 inches in length. You've got 24 inches in width, and then about 12 inches in height. With that, the more surface space you have, so if you're heavier, a bigger person, you're going to be able to do a lot more on there. Now, obviously, there's weight capacities to them all. We do offer some plus size products out there, but I think it's about the comfort. So, you know, we have the information. The information's there to do a little research of what it's going to do. But, you know, if you are, you know, you and your partner, if you're going over 350 together, you know, you're going to probably want to do something that has a bigger surface space. So wedges may get crushed a little bit, but I think that's where we try to welcome everyone. So when it comes to even some of our lounger, bigger pieces of furniture, those are fantastic. You know, you can put a ton of weight on it. They're going to totally support you. And it's one where we want to be all encompassing. We want to try to be as welcoming to all shapes, sizes of everyone. But, you know, that is a factor. And I think, you know, for the most part, it's about the content. You know, we do write-ups, we share the content. And, you know, it's just doing some readings and follow the reviews. I mean, I've read some reviews where people probably jumped into something a little too quickly. Maybe it wasn't the right size. And, you know, I think it is about having that conversation with your partner and following the guidelines to which pieces, if that is a concern, or even, and that goes also into, you know, mobility. Like if you're trying to get the right products that's going to help you with mobility, you know, you want to do a little research in that end.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So communicate with your partner. If you both want to be on it, then you need a bigger surface area. That makes sense. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I know that you have a lot of different products than what Lover's Lane has to do. I was peeking around on there and it is awesome. I hope we get more. So I will do my very best and sell all of the newer ones that we picked up so that we can see some future ones in our stores as well.
Yeah, you know, and from my understanding, I think some of those new products that were coming are expanding to all the stores.
Yeah.
We have, you know, that they should be there. One of the One of my favorite pieces is the Whirl. That is a bolster shaped pillow. It's one where it blends in with the decor in your room. And there are some D-rings in there if you want it to be a little kinky, but it's what's nice about it is it blends in as just bedding and bedding decor. But when you can pull it up and grab it whenever you need it, it's fantastic. So you don't have to hide it. You don't have to be ashamed saying, oh, I got sex furniture. Someone comes to my room. What is this? It blends in. It's something you can have on top of your service, and it actually does amazing positions. So really excited to see that the Whirl is now in the Lover Lane stores, and can't wait for people to try that one out.
I know, yes, and we'll have reviews up and everything too, and I'll pick a couple of them up, and I'm a big fan, so they will be in my home. I'll let you know. Lover's Lane.
That play together, stay.